Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. Welcome to the UR10 Network, where you'll find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHST's perspective on high school tennis. I'm sorry about the mix-up at the start. I think we have another good show for you today. What we're looking to do from now until October 6th and through 8th, when we have our FACA workshop in Orlando, all our shows will really cover our guest speakers that are going to be there, or organization members, or some of our partners that make this worthwhile. Hopefully you're also listening to the UR10 Network's other shows. We thank J.P. Weber for We Coach Tennis for the fine job he's done in taking over the UR10 Network. And hopefully on Tuesdays you're listening to Lisa Stone and her parent in Aces. And yesterday, Chuck Creasy and his American Tennis Instructional Series was on. I'm not sure if he had a guest or not. Truthfully, I haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet, but that's the one great thing about the UR10 Network. If you can't listen to the show live, what the truth of the matter is, most people don't, you can go on to our network or the UR10 Network or some of our affiliates and listen to the time show at a time that's convenient for you. You can Bet Your Life that I definitely will be listening to Chuck Creasy's show later on. He will be a keynote speaker at FACA workshop, the tennis portion of it, the FHSTCA part of it. And actually, today, later on, we hope to have Shelton Cruz on. I know he has some family problems right now. Hopefully, he'll be able to make it. And our first guest is somebody that I've been blessed to know for a lot of years, and that's Scott Gengy from Kansas. And I will introduce him in a minute. But first, I just want to remind you that if you haven't made your hotel reservations at the Florida Mall Convention Center in Orlando to get this special rate for the FACA, do it now because the rooms there are very expensive. So, you know, make sure you get the FACA rate and make your hotel reservations now. And hopefully, after the fine workshop that we are planning to put on, you're also planning to stay for the 2016 FHSTCA fundraising luncheon. Thanks to Flagler Insurance and the American Integrity for supporting this. This will be the first year we've given out the awards and everything at the luncheon. It's a good chance. We have a little Italian restaurant right there in the Florida Mall. On Saturday, we will be returning from the Gatlin Tennis Center, which is about 10 minutes away from the mall. And, of course, you will be, those of you attending, you do need to have your, we need a count by October 1st. So it's a great opportunity to see Hootie Wilson FHSTCA 2016 Tennis Coach of the Years are. We will be giving out the award in the FHSAA 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A divisions. Integrity and FHSTCA will again be providing the Community Service Award. And Team Connection Tennis and FHSTCA Play It Forward free tennis uniforms. We will announce at that time who the winner of those uniforms are. Actually, I probably shouldn't say free uniforms because the 2016 teams will earn enough points that they will be able to provide the uniforms for the school's 2017 team. So we all live on the shoulders of somebody else, and it's important to play it forward, and we thank Team Connection for that. Wilson will also be providing the first two Hall of Fame inductees into the FHSTCA. And, of course, the first 100 lunch purchasers will receive hard-covered mystery novels by our own Florida David Beckwood. And they will receive a $5 raffle ticket for the many items that Wilson Tennis will be providing for the raffles that will be conducting there. And, of course, like I said, the ticket is only $25. It is, we are a 501c3, so it's a tax-deductible donation for the lunch, and you're receiving a great value there. And you can go to our website homepage, and if you haven't contacted one of our FHSTCA regional directors, you can go right there and through PayPal and get your tickets there. So enough for the commercials. All the information is in Florida Tennis Magazine, who has been another proud partner with us at the FHSTCA. And if you haven't seen us, watch our Stay tuned on our Facebook. Stay tuned on the radio station. We will, from now until the show, like I said, we will have guests. Our first guest today is a gentleman that I've been blessed to know, God, I think for 20-plus years. He has been this is the second time he's traveled from Kansas to Florida to be part of our FHSTCA certification training. He has also contributed in the year they didn't come on our exams through our social media. And I've often said that great coaches are usually they're great leaders and they're are there when you need them. And Scott Enge is somebody that's been there. And like I said, I first met him, and I see him here, so I'll continue in a minute. But let me see if I bring him in. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John. How are you?
I'm great. I was just beginning to tell the audience something a little bit more about you, and I was telling, I think it was about 20 years ago, where we met at the University of Rhode Island for at the World Scholar Athlete Games. We were both coaching tennis, a great event. Sorry that it's not continuing. I'd always thought I felt I cheated the people when I was there. I think I got more from the kids than I was able to give. But that's when I first met Scott. Scott is a USPTA pro. He's founder of the ACT Sports Service. He is also has been providing us, when I say us, high school teams with the top 25 high school boys teams, the top 25 high school girls teams in the nation, and that is a task in itself. And Scott has been doing that. He's very involved in his own local organizations. And when he's been part of our organization, really, for, about 6 years now, right, Scott?
Yep, I think that's correct.
Scott, fill the people in a little bit about what I missed. You're a grandfather now. God, how did I miss that? Sandy will have a fit. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, he's just left my daughter's house with a visit to the grandson. He's 3 weeks old, and we're already trying to fit him for the right size tennis racket.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be important, being that you come from a tennis family. Maybe you'd like to talk just a little bit about that before we get to the subject matters of the two presentations you're going to be making.
Yep. My father was just received his 50-year USPTA pin from the USPTA. He's been a tennis pro most of his life, was a 50-year high school coach and inducted into the Illinois High School Tennis Coaches Hall of Fame several years ago, probably about maybe even 20 years ago, I guess it was, because he's just turning 80 this year. And I always tell people, I had the privilege of developing my coaching style, my coaching philosophy by watching what I thought was one of the best high school coaches I ever saw in my father. My son was a high school and college player and had a great college career and now is currently director of tennis of MVP Tennis Academy and tennis clubs in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So he's kind of helping us keep it in the family, and we're hoping to, introduce our grandson to the wonderful sport of tennis when he gets to be at the appropriate age as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if that would happen because heaven knows there's family and there's tennis in your family. I was telling the audience before how you, this is the second time you've been out here to help us with that there, and you was not able to make it. You did presentation for us online, but for those people looking to take the FHSTCA Tennis Team Coach Certification, which will again be offered this year at the workshop. All the presenters, like Scott, will be presenting questions, which we will put on the exam. And those choosing to take the exam, just pay a $35 fee, and they will be able to take home the exam online. So we, Scott will actually be leading Friday morning on court presentation, because I've talked often, you've heard me say about, you know, two subjects before, and he will be actually addressing both of them at the workshop. Is one, we get continuously beat up on as high school coaches by college coaches that most of the kids coming into college don't know how to play doubles. So Friday morning, Scott will be starting off at the Gatlin Tennis Center with the doubles drills. And later on, Friday after lunch, when they return, the other big topic, you've heard me talk about, if the serve is the most important stroke in tennis, then, you know, you have to be able to go on the offense with that. And later on, Scott will be talking about serve and volley drills. So, Scott, why don't you discuss a little why you picked out these subjects?
Well, I mean, both of them are kind of favorites of mine, and I would say my greatest area of expertise in. I always felt I was a very strong server, and even though other parts of my game weren't as strong when I played college tennis and pro tennis, I felt I could count on my serve, and I've been able to, I believe, bring some of those strategies and tactics and techniques to kids to the point where the true joy of being a coach or being an instructor is when the kid comes back or the parent comes back and said, "Hey, you really helped my game. I appreciate what you do. I never thought of these type of techniques before. Never thought about these strategies before, and I see why now they benefit my game and they've really helped." So, you know, when kids come back, you know, and parents come back and thank you for helping their kid, you know, that's the true joy of it. We're going to be talking about those on the serve, and we'll talk about serve and return as well for both singles and doubles, and why those first strike strategies are so important. When I'm coaching high school tennis, when I coach college tennis, you know, you go through a routine of getting players prepared. But after a while, even though you want to continuously improve, in your practices, you find that kids get bored with the same drills over and over. So you, instead of coming up with new drills, which you should, but I found to prepare kids for optimal play for big tournaments, for state tournaments, we spend a lot of time working on serve and return because the other ground stroke part of the game was already there. When they served and when they returned well, it really made a difference in their success as far as winning and controlling points. So we'll talk about that. Serving the spots instead of serving for pace and power. We'll talk about how to set up as a returner, how to set up your positioning to receive the serve and to actually influence the server to serve to certain spots, serve to your strengths as opposed to your weaknesses. Those are all tips I think every high school coach should have, know how to present to their players to, you know, maximize their players' performance. And then as far as doubles goes, we had a streak in high school when I was coaching at another high school, we won four straight doubles titles with four different players. And, you know, the coaches started to come to me and say, well, how are you able to win every year in double? How are you able to win 4 years in a row doubles titles with different players? I said, well, number one, you got to have good players. I mean, we're not going to deny that. But number two, if you teach them certain techniques as far as court coverage, have complementary styles, know what your strength is as a doubles player and when to take a certain ball and when to leave another ball for your partner who may have a better strength in a certain area, those type of strategies will help develop strong doubles players and benefit your team. The college presentations I've done, the college coaches have really appreciated and liked the techniques and strategies I brought. Not only drills to improve volume and doubles play, but also the strategies that we use to try to put players in a position to make good volleys at the net, how to poach off your doubles partner, good return, and when to poach, how to use fake poaches. We had one of the first years I started coaching high school tennis, we had several coaches come up to me because we would practice fake poaching in our high school practice and then use it in our matches all the time. I had several high school coaches come up to me and say, well, you can't do that. That's a distraction. So I had to whip out the rule book and actually show them, you know, that's allowed. That's a legitimate strategy. And the purpose for it is just try to draw the shot to our guy at the net, because good coaches know that when your doubles teams play a lot of points at the net and you volley a lot at the net, you're going to have a higher percentage rate of winning. And fake poaching or feigning a poach is one of the ways to do that.
No question. And I think you're talking about serving the return before. Just last night at the U.S. Open, when Murray with a bigger serve, no question, but with Kay, one of the better return servers in the ATP, how it can equal out. So very, very important. And speaking of playing, not in ATP, but you were recently just won the 40s division, and I don't want to give your age away, but you're a little bit over 40, aren't you?
I'm about 20 years over 40. So yeah, that was fun to win that one. And it's a very well known tournament here in Kansas. It's actually played just outside the famous Fort Leavenworth military jail and federal penitentiary, and in a great city of Leavenworth, Kansas. As a famous high school coach, he's actually inducted into our Kansas High School Coaches Hall of Fame by the name of Jim Mathis. He's been running this Labor Day weekend tournament for 45 years. Great tournament. Oftentimes you have college players come in and play the men's open. I played the 40. We have a 55. There's an adult child, adult parent tournament. There's men's and women's and juniors. So, you know, it's just kind of a great Labor Day event run by a great high school tennis coach.
That's great to see. And I think I love the idea of the parent and players going at it. I know you and I have both talked about a lot of the younger coaches when asked about the problem of coaching, and they talk about the number one problem being parents, and we have to remind them that the parents are giving you the most precious thing that they own, and that's their child. But recently we had Rod Scalzo from Flagler Insurance and Roxanne Malone, who are both big supporters of our High School Coaches Association, our All-Star Tournament and everything. And both of them had kids that gone through, Roxanne's went through my wife's District 15, NJTL, 10 and under, and then the high school. And now their kids are through college and on into the business world and everything, and they're still very involved in helping our organization. So I think it's very important that young coaches look in to recruit those parents. Yes, most of those parents, when their kids leave high school, are going to go and do something else. But some of those parents that get to love tennis are going to stay on and support your organization. And usually good high school organization needs a community behind them. And I know you and I talking in the past, Scott, that we have the same ideas there. Would you like to just, expand on that a little?
About getting parents involved in your high school program?
Right.
Yeah, I think there's sometimes a fine line between, you know, having parent involvement and having too much parent involvement, but you always want to have parents involvement. And I think a preseason meeting is always great to have with the parents and the players to kind of outline what the expectations are for your players, both commitment-wise, both behavior-wise, and what you would like to see parents do as far as commitment from them as well. That kind of sets the tone for the entire season and maybe future seasons to come. When you offer or ask for help, parents are usually really good about stepping up and helping out in the way of, either providing snacks at the matches or maybe some travel. Or even monetarily, it depends on the high school that you're in. I've been fortunate enough to be in a couple of high schools that we've had parents that have been very supportive of us monetarily and very supportive of the things that I've tried to do with their kids. One of the things I've done in the past is take my kids up to play my dad's high school team. That was several years ago, but it's Kansas City to Chicago, where he coached at, is about 500 miles, and we were allowed by our high school to travel up there and play my high school team. And so when you travel with kids and you let the parents know that your kids are going to be supervised and this is going to benefit them, and it's really a camaraderie, team-building thing when you travel overnight, usually parents are very supportive of that. And so we had a wonderful trip up to play my dad's team and several other teams up there. Another year, we went to Oklahoma and Arkansas. We did a weekend trip and played the top teams in Oklahoma and the top teams in Arkansas. It was probably a 500-mile round trip in the van, a weekend trip, and that was great fun for the kids because we knew we had a good team. We wanted to see how we stacked up against other teams in the border states of Kansas. And we had a great ball, and parents were very supportive of that as well. When they know that you're doing things out of love for their kids, when they know that you're doing things to benefit their kids, not only as a team but as an individual, I think it's pretty hard for parents to say no to the things that you request from them.
Excellent point, excellent point. And that's why I say I think we if you sit there and set the guidelines. I love the parent-player meetings. We've done that for years. And, everybody, after a while, everybody knows the first week in September, the first Wednesday in September, the first Wednesday in October, the first Wednesday in November at Sebastian River High School as parent-player. And you get to know each other. They know, we let them know what to expect from us. We let them know what we expect from them, and they can be an asset. And in my case, too, they have been an asset in the past. And I think we just have to remember. I've often my wife and I kids sometimes when we talk, and we're the only two real sane parents were her and I, and sometimes I wondered about her, and she says, very interested. Sometimes I wondered about you, so, but they are our most precious commodity. Scott, I'm looking forward to seeing you and Sandy in October. I thank you so much for always finding time for us, finding time for the radio show. You've been a guest a few times. You have so much to offer, and I appreciate you coming out here again and joining us. It was a lot easier probably when it was December and it was a little colder back there, but coming out in October, I really am appreciative. I think I have
no
our
problem.
Next guest ready to come on. Do you have anything you would like to leave the audience with before I introduce Sheldon?
Well, I got a chance to see as a young boy the camaraderie of coaches that my dad had with his fellow high school coaches. I've enjoyed that tremendously. I've enjoyed our friendship, John, for a long time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you again and sharing with the coaches in Florida in October.
Thank you very much, Scott. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Sandy there, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. I think you got an idea of what's coming up in October with his presentations, and I've often said that the good coaches, there is experience is a great thing to have, and most good coaches are willing to share that. I think you're going to enjoy what Scott has to offer, and we thank him for coming out from Kansas again. Sheldon, are you there? Let me just see. Sheldon, are you there? Sheldon, are you there?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I couldn't hear you there for a second. I've got a little bit of a bad connection, but I'm starting to hear you better.
Oh, good. How's everything with you?
You know, I'm doing good. It's a million degrees. It was so hot out here, I could see the devil sitting on an ice cube. But we're doing better. How about yourself?
We're doing great. We're doing great. I appreciate you calling in. You had some family problems this week with your brother?
His uncle.
Your uncle, right?
Well, yeah, and then my daughter as well.
Everything okay, I pray?
Well, my brother a little bit better, but my daughter, it's been a rough patch. She had been sneaking out of the house a lot, and we could not find her. And then we found out she was running with a group of young black kids, having premarital sex and caught an STD, so we had to take her to the doctors and get her on birth control. It's been a tough deal for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong person. Who am I talking to?
They were passing her pussy around like you wouldn't believe. They were letting black guys fuck her every in the asshole and everything. I mean, they were using tennis rackets on her cunt. Can you imagine that?
I'm sorry, folks. I think... I thought that was somebody else calling in. I don't know who that was, but I apologize for that. God, I'm just shocked. You'll have to give me a second to catch my breath. That just caught me so off guard. I apologize, for that there. Let's get back to our workshop. I know I was hoping to have Sean Cruz on, and I know his uncle had open heart surgery the day before yesterday, and as you can imagine, with he has more than tennis to worry about, but basketball and soccer and wrestling. So he's running a little crazy right now, too. But it's just a tough time, and he might not be able to join us. I would just like to... remind you, I know I said that at the end of the show, we would from now until, well, we're going to continue it, but from now until the workshop is over, we were going to do the John Denise perspective on high school tennis, because there's some things that we're looking to bring up in October that haven't been adopted yet, so I can't say their FHSTCA perspective. But I did have some response last week. I wanted to know if I was not going to do that because it wasn't on the show. I will do it when I have time. I don't want to cut off any of our guests. And last week, I think our show was just running and our guests and the conversation was such that I just didn't want to go in and interrupt the guests. These people that are on, especially from now to October, everybody that comes on is special. I shouldn't say special, but all of them give up their time to come to the workshop to share their experience with other coaches. And this is primarily what we try to do at the FACA workshop, is we're trying to sit and make the learning curve of becoming a successful coach a little quicker by sharing different techniques that we used in the past, and how we developed it, how we faced different situations, and what you might expect. And if we could make the learning curve a little quicker for the younger coaches, then quite frankly, the high school experience for the high school player is going to be more rewarding for them. And that's one of our missions in the FHSTCA, is not only to sit there and train the high school coaches, helping them become better, but also to make sure that the high school player gets the most out of their high school experience. That's what we're really looking for, is that they get it. And we, of course, those of you that listen to the broadcast regularly know that one of our challenges is that the high school tennis should be a sport, not an after-school activity. After-school activities are very important. They're part of our educational system. They should be. But I think a sport has so much more to offer. And I think there's a lot of things we all have to do to sit and make sure that this is a sport. We have to make sure that we're able to sit and recognize when a player is struggling with the racket, if they're struggling with condition, if they're struggling with speed, if they're struggling with what I call mental resiliency. I know I hear the term mental toughness or not, and those people that are teaching that are much smarter than I am. But I think that I'm not sure anybody is really mentally tough all the time. It's more being able to sit there and recognize, is a person having an emotional challenge, and am I prepared to help them take care of that challenge that is helping them emotionally or not? This is one of the reasons on Thursday we have Dr. John Murray, a sports psychologist and author of Smart Tennis, and that'll be his topic. It'll be psychology in high school tennis. People, this isn't just something for the pros. The pros need it. You can bet your life a high school tennis player needs it. So it's important that we sit there and think about the high school tennis as being a sport and treat it as a sport. And in order to treat it as a sport, you know, for one thing, well, I don't think that we have many coaches that are out there that are high school coaches that are doing that for the dollars, because the dollars just aren't there. They're doing it for love of the game. But until we sit there and have the respect for the coaches and sit there and say, I want a tennis coach that understands tennis rather than an individual that's going to provide transportation and keep the kids out of coaches, I do think we have a right to ask the athletic directors, you know, are you looking to provide tennis as a high school sport or a high school activity? And if you're not ready to sit there and pay the coach, then I don't think you're really treating tennis as a sport. You're treating it as an after-school activity. And they have a right as an athletic director to say, is this person, can you help me with the certification and everything with the person? And the state of Florida has certain things that are required. What we try to provide with our FHS, TCA, high school team coach, tennis team coach certification, is to sit there and make sure that this person is prepared to go out and face that team. And if for that investment, if the player coaches are going to make that investment to do it, then I think the athletic directors have a responsibility not only to recognize that, but to sit there and try to keep them on a little longer. And one of the ways to do that is to subsidize them a little bit better. What the truth of the matter is that high school tennis has severe, and I will say not only in Florida, but all over the country, the turnover every year is just too great. We have to sit there and make sure the turnover isn't as great as it is now. And we have a responsibility, the FHSTCA and the FACA, and making sure coaches are getting the proper instruction. But the schools have a responsibility, too. Our future high school, our future college players, our future PTR pros like myself, our future USPTA pros, our future USTA volunteers are all in high school now, and we can help them on their journey by sitting there being the best coaches we can be. And this is what the FACA looks to do. Of course, they're looking to do it in all sports, and tennis, and in basketball, and in wrestling, which will all be at the Orlando Mall Convention Center in October. But, of course, our job is to sit there and make sure that we're providing the best information possible to the coaches attending there. And I think we are blessed. If you look at the August-September issue of Florida Tennis Magazine, and you look at our agenda there, you will see, you know, we have Tad Hanks, Hawks, I'm sorry, from the USTA. He'll be talking about the USTA and Florida high school tennis programming. He'll also be talking about with the high school campus, I should say high school campus, the USTA campus, and the Orlando area is going to be bringing to high school tennis. Hopefully, I was hoping that Sean would announce that we have the same dates for next year, because if we do, we've been blessed with USTA will provide a couple courts for us to use next year. So I'm praying that it's going to stay the same. And like I said, Dr. Murray will be here talking about high school psychology and the high school tennis. Bobby Klinecki, the president of the Texas Tennis Coaches Association, will be here Thursday, and they'll be talking about the what they call the blast out there, and it's a similar play as our All-Star tournaments. The team captains and everything put this together. They play it in the summer because they have a high school season in the spring like ours, and then they have a co-ed season in the fall. So they use this in the summer so that the players that aren't the top players playing tournaments can go out and still get that competition, and hopefully we'll keep more kids involved. I think we like to do that in Florida. Bobby has did a great job in Texas. They have the USTA, Texas Association, a major sponsor with them. They flew somebody to the U.S. Open and gave them seats and everything, flew them through American Airlines. So we need to get something like that going here. We will then break for dinner, and at 7 o'clock we'll have our FHSTA board meeting, which our president, Jane Hollinger, will be conducting. And then on Friday, we move to the Gatlin Tennis Center. Let me tell you, those of you that haven't, we haven't been there for a couple of years. When we were there, I did get a chance to go there earlier, about 3 months ago, and I will tell you, I am really impressed with the job they've done in keeping that place up, and actually it looks better now than it did when we were there 2 years ago. But we will be there, and we will start playoff in the morning, like I said, with our guests that we just had, Scott Engie there, and he will be doing his doubles drills. And then following that will be PTR and USPTA, Elite Tennis Professional, and USTA Volunteer doing group drills, who, when, why, and where. And then our keynote presenter for the weekend, Chuck Creasy, will do the first of his presentations on court, and he'll go through drills from A to Z. He is, as you know, a Hall of Fame coach from Clemson University. He's now coaching at the Citadel. He didn't like retirement, came out a bit. And like many of their coaches, they just find that they have more to give. And Chuck has been great. If you're not listening to his radio broadcast on the 1040s network, you should be. I listen to it every week. And then after lunch, Scott Engie will come back again and do his serve and volley drills going. At 2:30, this is something I started, seven, 8 years ago when we got rain. You know, I think we were in Orlando then too, but forgive me, at my age, I'm not sure. But raining, and we lost the speaker because of delays. And I've always said, you as coaches know more than you think you do. And we started sharing drills. So at 2:30, we will do that again. We will ask everybody that's coming, take a drill with you, and let's share it. And we'll do that from 2:30 to 3:20. Because sometimes it's a new drill, which is important. Sometimes it might be a drill that you used before and stop using. Say, gee, why did I stop using that? I think I should do that again. So that becomes important. And then from Tampa Bay. You have to forgive me. I'm looking at my notes, and it says to be announced, but we have Joe Curtis from Tampa High School will be doing a presentation there. And then we'll return to the Florida Mall, and you'll be able to go out and get something. We'll return to the Florida Mall then, I'm sorry, and then from 5 to 6:15, Chuck Reese will be doing an inside presentation, and his topic is really stimulating the learning and addressing that last 20%. I think this is something that's really important because in high school tennis, you know, very few high schools have a power team year after year. Most of our teams are made up, if we're fortunate, one or two players that are very, very good players that we might go to the next level. Some of the players are fairly good players playing a little competition, and the rest of the team is recreational tennis players. And your job as a coach is to sit there and have something for all of them. And that last 20%, getting that out of a good player is just as hard as getting it out of the other players. Saturday morning, we will return to the Gatlin Tennis Center, which is only 10 minutes away from the mall. And Mike Kypris, who is the NHSAA tennis chairman, he has also been a just retired from the Miami area as a Florida high school coach. And he's going to be sharing drills which helped him produce 17 FHSAA state championships. So we'll start them off with some good drills. I've had the privilege of knowing Mike for a long time. He was our first vice president when we first started. He went from coaching to being an athletic director, so never did become our president, but we've done some traveling together, coaching USTA teams and everything. He has a lot to offer. At 10 o'clock, Chuck Reese will be returning to the tennis courts, and he'll have his seven steps for development. I've had the privilege of not only seeing them do that, but doing the hearing it on his radio show. Those of you that missed it on the radio show, if you have, you ought to go to his website, see if you find it. You might have some good questions for him for that, but that's important. And then at 11 o'clock, Scott Williams, who is the tennis director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletic Tennis, USTA pro and author, we'll wind up what we've been trying to present for 3 days, and that's handling the different pathways and practices and scheduling. And what we think is important to become a tennis team coach. I was blessed to have Scott, well, the whole board help develop the tennis team coaches certification, but Scott Williams, I had the pleasure of his help in developing the program, and I think it's very important program, and he'll try to wind that down. We will leave there at 11:50, and an hour and a half later, back at the return to the Florida Mall, we will have the FHSTCA Awards lunch at an Italian restaurant in the mall called the Bocca di Pepo restaurant. John Posner, myself, and Bobby wound up having lunch there when we were putting that together and trying to find an inexpensive place that we can do this. I think we enjoyed it very much. And I think we have to thank Flagler Insurance and the American Integrity, because they there's a guarantee that has to be provided for the restaurant and everything, and they came up and did this for us. They've been important in the past, them and Roxanne Malone Dentistry. The last couple of years have been providing our lunches for our all-star tournament. So very, very important people. We appreciate what they do. They've been an outstanding partner. And again, when I talk about parents, you know, trying to cultivate them, both Ron Scalzo and Roxanne Malone had children going through junior programs, playing high school tennis. In Ron's case, he was an assistant, volunteer assistant coach. And their children have gone on to college, and they are still supporting high school tennis through the FHSTCA. So take advantage to try to cultivate those people. I will spend a moment to tell you, and well, before I do, I have to thank Wilson. They will be again providing all kinds of goodies to raffle off, and of course, they will be providing the Coach of the Year awards in the FHSA 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. The Team Connection will be providing a 2017 uniform. Wilson will be introducing the first two inductees into the Hall of Fame. And to go to the John Denise perspective now, just for a minute, one of the things that people might not realize is that if you're an FHSTCA, if you're an FACA member, you are an FHSTCA member. We have no dues. So we live by our organizations, people supporting our not-for-profit organization. Now, this is how we do the All-Star Game. This is how we've done regional training. This is how we sit there and recognize our coaches and everything through sponsorship. So please look to help us. I think we should help ourselves too. Too often I hear schools say we don't even have enough money to provide uniforms, or we have to raise the money for to get the balls. And I know there's situations like that. We have an opportunity, and we'll be bringing it up at the Board of Directors meeting. Florida Tennis has agreed that if we go out and have our teams sell a two-year subscription, that team would keep 75% of the money, and then what they would do is send 25% of the money to the FHSTCA. The FHSTCA would keep 10% of the funds, and they would send on the 15% to Jim March and Florida Tennis Magazine, who would make sure that cost would pay for the mailing and everything, all the people that have bought a two-year subscription. So it's a great way for the high school parents and players to know what's going on through Florida Tennis Magazine. Nobody does a better job than they do. It's a great way for the teams to sit there and get the funds they need for uniforms or tennis balls or whatever they need it for. And it also gives us, because we would have 10%. We will bring that up in October. I am a little concerned because the USPTA has also done a high school coaching for only $100, and most of our schools have not taken advantage of that there, and then they would have all those resources. So when John Denise or John Posner leaves, you would still have the availability of all that information because it belongs to the school and the assistant coaches. So we've got to get off our butt and make high school tennis a sport and not a after-school activity. So I will see you next week. Please invite your friends to join us. Have a blessed week, and please support us, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Bye now.